Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to be joined by Jonas Griffith. Jonas is a starting linebacker for the Indiana State Sycamores and is coming off a season in which he led the nation with 7.4 solo tackles per game. Jonas, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
It's all my pleasure, man. Thank you guys for having me.
Jonas, to start, I mean, you've had a really successful college career so far, earning 3 postseason All-American honors, leading the team in tackles, and really excelling on tape. So it begs the question, how did you end up at Indiana State?
Well, actually, I only played 1 year of high school football, and I played basketball before that. And that was part of the reason, you know, why I ended up at Indiana State. I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, and so, you know, I talked to the coaches, and they offered me a preferred walk-on at Louisville and University of Kentucky, but I came on the radar too late for them to offer me a scholarship, I guess.
Jonas, we are closing in on 3 weeks left before the season starts. What are you most looking forward to this year?
Just being out there with my brothers and, you know, proving a lot of the doubters wrong and proving ourselves right as well, that we are a serious team to be messed with and, you know, that we can make a long run into the postseason.
And with that in mind, Jonas, you're at Indiana State now, but your high school career really unique and not starting till your senior year. What made you decide to start playing that late, and why hadn't you started playing football until then?
Well, I was big into basketball, and I love basketball. I played AAU basketball. I played basketball all year round, and I never really gave it football thought. And I always wanted to play it, but my senior year, I decided to finally play it. And, you know, I was pretty good at it and got a couple scholarships, and here we are.
Jonas, you mentioned hopes on winning a national championship. What do you feel that Indiana State has to do as a team this year to succeed that?
We just have to play together as a team and believe in our coaches, as well as play hard and play our tails off, because nothing's going to be handed to us, and we know that.
Jonas, being that it's your senior year, have you trained differently knowing that's going to be your last year of college football?
Oh, man, you got to give it your all, you know, and every rep has to mean as much as the last rep, because I'm fortunate to have not had a lot of injuries, but it can be taken away as that. And it's my senior year, and my college career has flown by really fast, and I just want to take advantage of every opportunity.
Jonas, do you have a game that you're looking forward to playing in this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely the first game of the season against Kansas. I know they have a new coaching staff with Les Miles, and I feel like we can go in there and, you know, compete and hopefully come away with the win.
Speaking of coaching, what's it like playing under Coach Kurt Mallory?
Oh, man, he's a great person. He's like a father figure. He's really caring and demands a lot out of us because he does a lot for us, and it's like a mirror effect. He does a lot for us, so he expects a lot of us. So,
can you describe your relationship with your teammates?
Yeah, mostly I'm mostly like the goofy guy on the team. I like to joke around. I like to make fun of guys. I like to make fun of freshmen, my other fellow teammates, you know, my position group as well. I like to just have a good time, but also work hard and also lead by example and also be a role model to the younger guys as well.
And Jonas, when you were a freshman, you redshirted that year. How did that end up helping your development?
Oh, man, coming in, I was telling my family, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come in. I want to play, you know, contribute to the team. But, the coach had other plans for me, and I wasn't developed all the way ready because I only played 1 year of high school ball. So that year was very detrimental to my, you know, and very key to my success. Also, you know, in the weight room with Coach Manis and the other strength coaches, you know, for getting my body right and helped me put on about 20 pounds.
Jonas, you are a major in criminology and criminal justice. What went into that decision?
I always, you know, had a passion for it. I grew up in a less fortunate neighborhood and just like, you know, seeing a lot of young kids and teenagers my age always growing up, you know, not liking the police, not liking one that involved in criminal justice. So, you know, I felt like I would make a difference and, you know, hopefully change their minds and perspectives about the criminal justice and police system.
Is that something that you'd want to potentially have a career in after your football career is over?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This summer, I actually just got done with my internship with the police department and with the SWAT unit of Terre Haute, Indiana. And it was a great experience. I enjoyed every minute of it.
you are in a band as well. You also play piano. When did you start to develop that interest?
Well, my mom is a piano teacher at a different high school, but now she teaches other classes as well, but she was a big piano teacher, and she taught a lot of kids in our church as well as in my neighborhood piano, and she always made me pick up, you know, piano, and I always just grew a liking for it and enjoyed it, just play different hip-hop songs and other gospel music as well.
And Jonas, is it true that you were homeschooled for most of your high school career?
Yes, I was. Actually, up until my 11th grade year, I was.
Going into senior year of high school, did you ever think that you would be playing college football?
I always figured I'd be playing college basketball first. You know, I always had the goals of playing college. I once played some collegiate sport, but never knew it was going to be college football. But, you know, I always loved to compete, and I guess that worked out pretty good.
And do you have a favorite memory from your collegiate career so far?
That would have to be beating South Dakota in triple overtime. That was a really big game for us. And, you know, just a team that had beat us by about 40 the year prior to that, and beating them in triple overtime was huge for the community as well as the team.
What would you want any scout, GM, or agent to know about your game?
That I'm relentless and I'll give my all on the field, and I'll just work my tail off to be the best. And that is in the film room, in the weight room, and in practice, and just doing everything I can to better myself and the team.
With that in mind, talk a little bit about agents. Have you started meeting with any of them? And if so, are you being helped out in that process?
Well, I have talked to a few, but I want to focus, and I have narrowed it down, actually. But I do want to, you know, focus on this upcoming season and also just, you know, give all my time to my teammates, my coaches. But, like, I have talked to a lot, actually, this summer, but I've stopped talking as of now because I want to, you know, focus my time on fall camp coming up as well as the team. I don't want to let that be a distraction to me and my team.
Are you looking forward to potentially playing anyone at the next level?
I feel like it'd be nice to play against Tyrone Smith from the Dallas Cowboys. Like, that'd be pretty cool. He's a big dude, big physical guy.
I know being Indiana State, it's not Georgia or Alabama, but there are guys from 1AA who end up being successful. What would you say to anyone who's doubting you because you aren't from those top-tier schools?
Well, first and foremost, I did only play 1 year of high school football, and I feel like that did play a major role in my recruiting process. And as well, I was a late bloomer. And, you know, coming into Indiana State, I was tall, I had the frame, but I was undersized. I didn't have the muscle. You know, I was about 205, but now I'm 240. And just, you know, I was a late bloomer and developer, but I honestly feel like in this class coming up at linebacker, I am the best, and I will be happy to prove any doubter wrong.
What is the best piece of advice that you could offer to any high school athlete?
Advice I could is just work hard and just stay in your books as well, because football's not promised, but that degree is.
Well, that was Jonas Griffith from the Indiana State Sycamores. We can't wait to see you playing on Sundays, and good luck the rest of your career. We appreciate you being on.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you.